Aside from its interest in Iraq, Iran's nuclear program is another issue critical to the future of the Middle East. There's been a lot of talk this week about American planning for possible military action against Iran. Commentator John Wolfstahl is a fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, and he says that even if the U.S. did strike Iran, it wouldn't stop that country from developing nuclear weapons.
To bomb Iran or not to bomb Iran? This is increasingly the question growing in Washington and reverberating around the world. It's clear that any decision to use military force against Iran is fraught with complications. But lost in the debate so far is a critical question. Could the use of military force actually stop Iran's nuclear program? The answer is clearly no. News reports indicate that the Bush administration is reviewing contingency plans for attacking Iran's known nuclear facilities. Pentagon and intelligence officials routinely engaged in planning such operations, whether at the request of the White House or simply to be prepared should the phone call ever come. This is what our military and intelligence services are paid to do, and the more prepared they are, the better it is for American security. Knowing military action is possible, it is fair to assume that Iran has begun to move and hide critical nuclear assets. This means any military campaign is likely to achieve only partial success. What happens the day after such strikes are completed is the hardest question. In addition to other, likely violent responses, Iran would surely seek to rebuild its nuclear operations. But this time, all of Iran's nuclear activities would take place outside of the watchful eyes of international inspections. Moreover, while not a democracy, Iranian leaders would be free to devote any resource needed to the nuclear endeavor without fear of a public backlash. In the wake of a U.S. attack, public support for the Iranian regime would skyrocket. While it is unknown for how long a bombing campaign might set back Iran's nuclear ambitions, the maximum delay would only be a few years. Restored facilities would likely be dispersed, even more deeply buried and harder to find. Harder to find, too, would be political support for any subsequent diplomatic efforts to deal with Iran's nuclear ambitions. Unless military planners can credibly argue to the president that an air campaign can end, once and for all, Iran's nuclear ambitions, they should remain nothing more than contingency plans. The only military strategy that has been put forward that can fully accomplish this task is a full-scale military invasion to replace the regime in Iran. With U.S. military commitments in Iraq and Afghanistan, no one in either Tehran or Washington believes such an attack is in the cards. Can we destroy what we can find? The answer is clearly yes. But this question ignores the future direction and pace of Iran's nuclear program. The administration is clearly aware and concerned at how Iran would respond to any military attack. But many appear to assume that conducting a military strike ends the nuclear challenge posed by Iran. It doesn't.
John Wolfstahl is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.